Uretzoyin Hashem Yisborach bevadai nishar v'kayam lo'ilam. And Hashem's will, that's something that's permanent and eternal. And there is nobody in the world that can change what Hashem wants. Kamesha Kosev, as the Pasuk says, V'ato moroim lo'olam Hashem. You, Hashem, are always exalted. Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh says over there, Lo'olam yodcho ha'alhel yoyna. Your hand always comes out on top, Hashem. When they play that game, put your hand, see who can put his hand on top of the other one first. Hashem's hand is always on top. Hashem always wins. As the Pasuk says, Yemin Hashem Roimema. Hashem's right hand is exalted. Again, very, very high. Ki bevadai Hashem Yisborach Yigmores Shaloi Kirtsoinoi. Because Hashem will definitely see to it that everything is going to end up the way he wants it to be. V'yenishlam kavanosoy masherotza bebriyasoylam. And Hashem's intentions, what Hashem intended when he created the world, all of that is going to be fulfilled. All of it is going to be completed 100%. Shekol kavanosoy hoya kedei shatachtoinim daiko yavdu oysa. Hashem's whole intention, his entire intention in creation was that these lowly beings, human beings, that we should serve Hashem with a dahainu lahafoich haguf lenefesh, that we should convert the body into soul. We should be able to put the body totally under the control and guidance and leadership and authority of the soul. V'alkein bevadai hanefesh kosvo chozok tomid lasis ritzayin koinon. And therefore, one thing is sure and positive and definite, that the soul always has a strong, powerful desire to do what Hashem wants. Afilu hisgabra guf kamoish hisgabra chashom. Even if the body seems to be in charge at a certain time, even if this particular person seems to be doing everything in the world against Hashem, against the Torah, that's because the body has taken control temporarily. But there's a soul inside that person that's screaming bloody murder, that's saying, I don't want any part in this. V'alkein, yefsher shayyeh sholoim lorishoim. And this is why there can be no peace for the Rishoim, for the wicked people. Because again, the soul will never be at peace with the body doing whatever it wants. Impossible. V'zeh shekosuv ein sholoim omar elekim l'Rishoim. And this is why the Pasuk says, there is no peace, Hashem says to the Rishoim. Ki tomed yesh machloikes bein hanefesh v'guf. Because there'll always be conflict between the body and soul. Umishom nishtal shel kol minei machloikes shebo'olam. And that's the root and the source of all the conflicts that exist in the world. All the different nations fighting. It's all based on this conflict between body and soul. V'alkein ein sholoim kiim kishezoichen lahagbir hanefesh al guf. And therefore, there is no peace unless the soul takes over the authority, the leadership over the body. Sheyishapech haguf lanefesh, and converts the body, makes the body completely subservient and in conformity with the soul. Sheoz hu asholim b'shleimus be'emes. That's the real, real complete peace and truth. Ki hatzadikim zoichin l'shabra guf l'gamri yad shenizbat l'rtzon guf l'gamri v'nishapech l'nefesh mamish. Because the tzadikim, they are zoichet to break the body completely to the point where the will of the body is defeated totally and the body accepts 100% the guidance and leadership of the soul. Shezehu ikar hasholem kanal. That's the real peace. V'alkein, la'osid lovay. And therefore, in the future, just like we gave the example that the Zohar HaKadosh gives of a horse and the rider, we know that the only positive relationship between those two is when the rider is sitting on the horse. if the horse demands equality, and they both walk side by side like husband and wife, that's not the real. That's not what the horse was created for, and that's not what the human being was created for. Man was created so that the man rides on the horse, and through that they both achieve fulfillment of their purpose in life. And so too the body and soul. The soul is compared to the man, and the body is the horse on which the soul rides. And therefore in the future, she'oz yizku ha'koil hazeh, then everybody will be tzaddikim. Everybody will be zeicher to have defeated, to eliminate the desires of the body, and the body should be in perfect harmony with the soul. Al kein yi'oz ha'shalom ha'mufla ba'olam. That's why the Torah says that's when you're going to see the most incredible peace in the world. K'mashikosav, as it says, v'gor ze'evim keves. The wolf and the sheep are going to live together in peace. Why? Ki oz yichlalu hakoil bertsoni yisbara. Because then everything will merge together to perform the will of Hashem. V'yenichlal behema biyodom, guf benefesh. The behema will merge, will become completely subservient to the Adam. The body will become will be completely subservient to the soul. Shezehu ikar hasholem kanal. That's the true fulfillment of peace. V'alkein, b'shas, that's why there are people who think that when we talk about the Palestinians and the Israelis, equal rights, and there's no, we shouldn't be better than them in anything. In Israel, we have to make sure to it that the Palestinians are treated exactly the same way as the Jews, or even better, etc. They don't know that the Torah Kedosha and the Zohar Kodesh show that that's not their true role in life. The true role of these other nations is not for them to be equal to the Jewish people. Their true role is for them to be supportive and helpful to the Jewish people. V'alkein, b'shas kiddush levona, and therefore when we're doing the mitzvah of kiddush levona, shemarames al ze kanal, which alludes to this, ki kiddush halavona hu bechinas hisgabrus hanefesh al haguf kanal, because as we had learned earlier, a few pages ago, kiddush levona represents this concept of the purifying the neshama over the guf. We saw this earlier in paragraph Vav, and also in the paragraphs before that. Al kein oimrim oz shalom aleichem. That's why during the ceremony of kiddush levona we say this shalom aleichem, peace be unto you. Ki ze ikar hashalom kanal. Because that's the real peace, when the nefesh is in charge of the guf. V'zeh shenikra Shabbos, Shabbos Shalom. And that's why Shabbos is called peace. K'moshanu Oymer Moz, as we say on Friday night, Ufroi Soleinu Sukkas Shalomecho. Hashem, spread over us your sukkah of peace. Ki Shabbos hu bechinas hisgabrus hanefesh al haguf. Because Shabbos is the concept of the soul taking over the body. Bechinas Olam Haba. Shabbos is compared to Olam Haba, the world to come. Shezehu bechinas shalom. And that's real peace. In this next paragraph, Rav Nosson is going to go into an incredible explanation about the different levels of creation. Doimeim, tsoimeach, chai medaber, inanimate, plant life, animals, human beings, and show how that ties into what we're learning about here. The whole concept of the soul and the body, how that ties into the different elements in creation, and why the Omer is brought specifically from vegetation, from things that grow. And he's going to explain the whole concept of Tzomer, vegetation, in a tremendous way here.